Hey, pleasure lovers, and welcome to the Pleasure Talks podcast. I am your host, Antoinette Gomez, and I am so happy to be back for season two of the Pleasure Talks podcast. As you know, we are a sexual health company providing CBD pleasure products, and we cover everything under the sun when it comes to sexual health, cannabis, CBD, and pleasure. This is a platform for people to share their own cannabis and sex stories. We love including other sex experts as well, sexologists, cannabis experts to just join the conversation of cannabis and sexuality. Today, with our first podcast on season two, I'm so excited that we have the one and only Carlin Costa. Yes, the everyday goddess. Yes, the clinical sexologist as well, who uses cannabis and psychotherapist. This is going to be so good, so juicy, so fun. So get your joints ready and join us right now. Let's get into it. Carlin, woo! How are you doing today, love?
Hi, I'm so good. Yay, I didn't realize this is episode one of season two. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here. Yay.
Of course. Like, who else could it be? It had to be you. And once I found out that there was a sexologist that was mindfully using cannabis in their product, I was like, oh, OG number one. We have to get her on the podcast because our audience wants to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Sex and cannabis. It's so funny. What I love is that I talk about sex and then I talk about cannabis and then I talk about how to bring the two together. And they are two of the most stigmatized or taboo topics that you really can talk about these days. And I was just like, let's put them together and see if I can sell it and like help people heal with it. You know what I mean? So it's so fun.
Yeah, I bet. I bet like your roadmap to just finding out this was even, you know, a viable option must have been incredibly eye-opening. Like, you know, in terms of like your sexologist practice, because I'm just so curious, like how did you fall into cannabis? Was there like a cool study that came out, or like how did you realize that it could even be beneficial?
So I love this question because I often find that practitioners or healers or people who, you know, support other people fall into it because they have had monumental experiences themselves. Hmm. Right. So yeah. So I went to school as a social worker to be a psychotherapist, to do all of that work. But at the same time, I also became a medical cannabis consumer. So I got my medical cannabis license in and around the same time, even though I had already been like a recreational consumer, like for years prior to that, right? Like, you know, you start off when you start off, most of us start off in like our teens or our 20s. And I just started to recognize how cannabis was helping me. And one of the ways that I started to recognize that was with my sexuality, with my own expression of sexuality, especially I was going through like sex school and doing all of these things and really pushing my own boundaries, pushing my own understanding of the capacity of our bodies, and then applying how I was healing my life to supporting other people with their mental health, with their own sexuality, with their own consumption, and being like, okay, if I can do this, I can also do this, learn about how to do it better, and then support people who need access to this information.
That's beautiful.
That's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I squirted all over some guy's face and was like, it's the weed. Like, that's also, that's like the short form of the story, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I love this journey that you've gone through. I find that you are right, you know, hitting the nail right on the head when it comes to a lot of people use their own cannabis experience and find their own business avenues or just wanting to share the plant with their experiences. It could be life-changing in so many different ways. We know this on the podcast when it comes to endometriosis patients or fibroid patients learning about how using cannabis or CBD can help their sex lives and finding tremendous, you know, growth in their sexuality and pleasure. So I'm so happy that someone's doing it from the sexologist, especially the clinical sexologist space, but also the psychotherapist space as well. I think they're both so incredibly important to the industry. So with that being said, I'm so excited. Like, could you walk me through what it would be like to, you know, work with you, what it would be like if you had a person that was wanting to use cannabis within the bedroom mindfully?
I love that question. Thank you for asking that question, because that can be a question that people ask me. They're like, oh, but this is like, it's new to me, right? It's a little bit scary. And like, you're cool, but you got a lot of energy. So like, how can I feel safe in accessing this information from you, mm-hmm. right? And so that's why I really appreciate you asking this question, because there's a few different ways that people can work with me. So the first way that you can work with me is by signing up for just a one-on-one therapy session with me. It's a cannabis therapy session. We specifically talk about cannabis. I provide you resources that you can consume essentially on your own time, not actual weed, but information, right? Evidence-based information and research that helps you make informed choices with how you're consuming cannabis and what kind of cannabis that mm-hmm. you're doing. And sometimes that looks like, you know, we talk about what has impacted you, because cannabis can be really, really great, but cannabis can sometimes be the, I don't want to say the band-aid, but cannabis can sometimes, let me rephrase that. Cannabis is a really great tool to support any type of discomfort you're having, any type of mental strain that you're having, right? But what we need to do in that session is also start to go a little deeper and uncover what the source of that anxiety is, for example, what that pain is, for example, right? Cannabis is a tool that helps you manage those things. And that's how I come to it when I'm working with my patients one-on-one, is that's how we talk about it. Is how can we use this tool to manage what's going on? And then in the session, we go deeper to understand what the root cause of it is.
Ooh.
And yeah, which is pretty neat. So that's what a therapy, cannabis therapy session with me is. But if you also are just like, I already know, I just want to use the weed, like, how can I just do it better? I also have a self-guided workshop called Love Stoned on my website that you can go and you can just sign up. It gets delivered to your inbox. There's like an hour webinar and resources and terpene profiles and all of that good stuff that I would present to you in a session one-on-one, but that you can just self-guided and do on your own. So that's one of the main ways that you can directly work with me. And then other than that, just by like listening to me talk to amazing humans like you and like and events and tours and all that stuff. So yeah.
That's amazing. You have so many resources for so many different walks of people as well. You know, some who want to be a little bit more involved or some a little bit hands off. Mm-hmm. I'm curious with you saying that you share a lot of cannabis products with this counseling that you do. I'm curious, do you see a trend in the cannabis products for those, you know, cannabis psychotherapists opportunities? Are there any trends that you're witnessing?
Yes. And you're going to love this because I share your products all the time because that's what I'm seeing the most, right? Because women are really, especially women. So I work primarily with women. I do work with men, and the men who work with me, I love, love, love. And it's a certain energy, right? But especially with the women that work with me, what they're coming to me about is about how can I have a better arousal experience? How can I increase my arousal, or how can I manage my pain? Mm-hmm. So I have a bunch of women, right, for example, that I talk about suppositories with, right? When it comes mm-hmm. to PCOS, endometriosis, or also just like, I want to have really great anal sex and I just want to be able to do it better, right? Those are pretty much the bigger trends when it comes, what I'm seeing a lot more of, and just like turning women onto suppositories and how it can really help during their menstrual cycle, especially their menopause cycles, like all of that stuff. That's the biggest trend. But then we're also seeing, to complement that, is like I said, how can I have bigger, better, more amazing orgasms? Mm-hmm. And that's that, you know, it's with weed, and I'm seeing it from older women.
Like,
I'm seeing it from women, and I say older, but like 50 plus, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Where women are like, hold on a second, I can do this different. Like, because our sex lives get so much better, right? Like our bodies get better as we age when it comes to sex, right? So women are really starting to turn this, like, how can I take my power back when it comes to my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what cannabis allows women to do.
1,000%. Amen. Like when I think about using cannabis in the bedroom, I just always automatically think like we're closing the orgasm gap because mm-hmm. we're just way more likely to have a pleasurable experience for us, you know, for a woman, yes. especially like we see so many of the time men or people with penises are often having full orgasms every single time they have sex. Whereas when it comes to women, it's oftentimes the last thought, which is so terrible, or maybe it's not the last thought, but it's the last practiced or last thing that has actually been, you know, triumphed and well enough that we'll have that experience. And it's so sad, but the difference in just using a CBD lubricant, like even just a CBD, like not even CBD and THC, like you tell me exactly, look at your face.
Like it's huge. No, it's huge. Like, you know, in my little intro there, you asked me, you know, how did I get into this? And I gave you like the long rendition, but like the short form of the story really is like, my first squirting experience, I was super high and not only consumed cannabis, but we used it topically. And I literally did like squirt all over this human. And like, it was just such like not only a beautiful experience, but like a boundary pushing experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. in order to allow yourself, people with vaginas, I'll say women just for the sake of like using less words, is that women, we tense up so hard, and especially when it comes to orgasming. So one of the challenges that I see, I'm just going to give you a brief little, listeners, yeah, a little anecdote here, is that the next time you're about to have an orgasm, I want you to take a minute and just think about what your pelvic floor is doing. Most women will pull up and tense up and squeeze up, right? Mm-hmm. The squeeze technique is very well known in order to have orgasms. And it is a totally great technique and really awesome. However, in order to ejaculate, in order to squirt, in order to have different types of orgasms, it is really important to release a little bit, to just like let your pelvic floor like kind of push out, so to speak, right? So that you can have that like flow of orgasmic intensity.
Mm-hmm.
And cannabis helps people, not only helps our body not only feel more and make it a little bit more sensitive, but also can help us release some of that anxiety, release some of those inhibitions, allow us to really relax our pelvic floor to push out so that we can have those female, those like those vaginal ejaculatory experiences. And have different types of orgasms, not the same mechanical style of like squeezing and releasing, you know what I mean? Pulling
totally.
Up.
Totally. So. There's so many types of orgasms. And I love how you explained that really well. It's the ease. It's like the pushing out rather than pushing in that mm-hmm. I feel that cannabis can help. Majority of the times I feel topically or internally like suppositories, mm-hmm. but even mm-hmm. smoking sometimes mm-hmm. has a very similar effect. I love that we both squirted our first times with cannabis. Like, hello guys, the proof is in the pudding.
Like how many more of us have to tell you that you can squirt with weed? Like, ah! Like I want you to know that.
Of course. And I've met so many people who tell me that they can't squirt. You know, and that they can't squirt. And who knows, maybe there is a demographic that can't squirt. Maybe you can talk to that a little bit more. But I just feel that if cannabis isn't going to help you, cannabis and a Hitachi wand will. Just that magical combination. Well, if that can't help you, like those are my best tools for sure. But yeah, I love squirting, as you can tell. It's incredible. And it's such a huge release emotionally as well, rather than yeah. just physically. And I feel that everybody deserves to have that opportunity and more so, more orgasms. We all deserve more orgasms, most definitely.
Yeah, no, I love what you said there. You know, cannabis helps you sink deeper into your vulnerability. Because it helps you move out of your head if you can find kind of the right combination of cannabis for you, whether it's the consumption method, strain, and time, right? And dosage. But oftentimes when women come to me and they say, you know, my sex life sucks, or I can't come, or I'm feeling too self-conscious, right? Cannabis can really help us be intentional, be mindful, bring ritual back into a sex act, and then help us sink deeper into our vulnerability, because we can feel more, and it gets us out of our heads and back into our bodies. And women, as women, you know, we're always managing, and, you know, we take pride in multitasking, even though that's actually not a real thing. All of that stuff, but we take on a lot that rests on our shoulders. And I feel like, especially, I love to smoke. Smoking is definitely my primary consumption method and my favorite, but it brings me out of here and just brings me back into my body so that I feel it and not think it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Almost definitely. I feel that cannabis, what I like to say is, like, cannabis is the perfect super tool to use in tantric practices, because cannabis makes you so mindful and makes things so much slower, where you can appreciate all of those mini moments between moments and be a lot more in tune to your partner's pleasure. So I feel that cannabis is such a super tool in the bedroom.
Yep.
what are your thoughts on tantra, cannabis? You know, I know that we would talk about those things every time that we can. Would you like to speak on it?
Yeah. So tantra, or like even breathwork based sexual practices, or like sacred sex practices. So I actually, have been trained as like a sacred sex facilitator, with the International School of Temple Arts, which is really cool. I did that many years ago in my very like hippie of the forest stage of life. And it was
favorite
really,
part of life.
Yeah. It was a good time. I'm like, I'm still kind of there, but like,
yeah.
It's really, really great. And I do appreciate it. I do appreciate using cannabis for breath work, it can really intensify breath work. So you have to be careful, especially with breath work, because breath work is such an energy mover that you have to be very mindful, because it can actually bring you like too high, you know, because breath work already is like a natural high builder. But even with like tantric or like sacred sexual practices, it's really nice because both of those really encompass intentionality and ritual. And that's a connection that especially women have with cannabis, which is like, I touch the flower, I grind the flower, I roll the flower, I'm putting my energy and my intention into the flower. Right. Or even with like a lubricant, using it as a topical or a suppository, I touch the product, I see the product, I pre-apply the product. So I'm preparing myself already mentally, and then also supporting it physically to be able to be present. So I love it when it comes to that type of like tantra or any type of deep sacred sex work. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's so profound. And I think it's a huge part of my spirituality. And I can never get enough of it. But the other side of me is, obviously, I love the science, which is why I was so geeky to talk with you today. Because, you know, myself, I do own Pleasure Peaks, a CBD wellness line, but I also am a co-founder of Peak Farm Labs, which is a medical pharmaceutical company focusing on sexual health ailments, specifically clinical trials surrounding the sexual health conversation in cannabis, starting with endometriosis clinical trials. So I love this stuff. It's so important. But for
I love you. I love you in doing that. Like, that
thank
is
you.
It's changing women's lives. Like, what you are doing with clinical trials, like creating these products, creating these suppositories to support endometriosis, which often takes, at least on average, I was just reading about this last week, on average, seven or eight doctor's appointments before you even have any sort of like an inkling that someone's like, maybe it's endometriosis or any type of confirmation, right? So I think it's just so great what you're doing, because what your products do is provides a tool, a resource, a support where the medical system already fails women. And allows us to manage that while we are already being trying to manage our experience in the Western medical system. And I think that that's what you're doing is why it's so important, because it allows people to find some relief while they're going kind of through the fight for advocating for their health.
Thank you. Yeah, it's so incredibly important. 10 years in the making, guys. This community is so important because of all of you listeners at home who, you know, support this brand and support this conversation to be heard, right? I think it's just so important because it's just not talked about enough today. Mm-hmm. So with clinical trials and the latest studies that have come out so far, what are your favorite things that you're witnessing? There's a lot of things coming out, which is great. It's about time, you know, and it's like a lot of these studies are finally just ending that have been going on for a few years now. So it's really great to hear the latest studies that I know about, but I'm curious, what are you hearing about? And, you know, what are the audience going to love about? Yeah. What's new?
Yeah, no, what's new? What's new with science? you're on your next top podcast, right? But what I really am enjoying watching is how prior to even 2018, every study about sex and cannabis was like, it's bad. Like, it's going to be harmful for you. It's not good. It's all of that stuff. And I'm just like, listen, if you have any experience anecdotally, or like you just live it, you know that this science is wrong, right? Yeah. So because of more funding, right? Because of more people being able to access funding and being able to do this work, that's why we're starting to see the change. We are actually starting to see studies that do support cannabis and sexual and use for your sexuality. So studies have found that, for example, women are using cannabis to help manage menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, insomnia, and vaginal changes like dryness, for example. Mm-hmm. Women are also reporting in these studies, there's this like really big study that actually happened in 2019 out of Missouri, which is like really interesting.
Yeah.
Cause like Missouri is like anti and everything pro woman and pro life. So like, sorry, pro choice. They're too pro life, to be honest with you. Not even pro life. That's not even, sorry. Now I'm just like meandering on, but like, I'm just going to make a statement that the term pro life is complete garbage and a waste of the statement, because it's not real. If you are pro life, then you are pro supporting women and fetus and cells and baby throughout the entire life cycle, not just when it's convenient to you. So anyways.
1,000%.
Yeah, you're pro-force birth. Anyways. Mm-hmm. But we're also seeing studies that are saying that women are reporting, or people actually are reporting, a 60% increase in their desire for sex. So this one study was showing a 60% increase in desire for sex. So even people just wanting to have sex, which is often the first stumbling block that, you know, people can kind of cry. It's like, I don't even want to do it. Like, I got a lot going on, right? I'm too busy. I got a lot going on. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So cannabis is showing people that it can actually help increase that desire. As well, 74% of people are reporting an increase in sexual satisfaction overall. So that's what's really great about it, right? You don't actually have to like shift too many things up and change too many things up. Sometimes you just got to like smoke a little weed and it makes everything just so much better, right? A study actually in Canada published by the Journal of Sexual Medicine said that 16% of people reported that sex was better in some ways, but also can be worse in some ways. And that is why the education is really important as to how to consume and why to consume. And gender really does actually make a difference.
Yeah.
So
especially hormonally.
Especially hormonally. And that's what we have to like talk about, right? Is that there is actually a difference. And that's why I created this like therapy session so that we can talk about specifically to you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyways, I give you so many more stats. Like I could give you so many more stats, but people, essentially the biggest trend is seeing that people using cannabis prior to the sex act essentially are reporting higher increase in sexual satisfaction and satisfying orgasms.
We love that.
That's the biggest takeaway from all of the things. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. This is fun stuff. So I wanted to, you know, also talk about some fun things or some exercises that you would potentially use for people. And I was thinking maybe one for couples or one for singles that they could try at home. You know, what are some things?
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with singles and then remind me to come back to couples. So with singles, for example, which is more often than not who I see in front of me, I work more with individuals than I do with couples. But when people come to me and they're like, I want to try this out. Like, I've heard about it. I heard you talk about it. I hear other people talking about it. What would you suggest is like my first steps?
Mm-hmm.
So first we will identify essentially why you want to consume cannabis, right? Like, what is it? What are you looking for it to satisfy within you? Then we'll look at what are the consumption methods that can help you achieve that. Then we'll look at when is an appropriate time for you to practice that, for you to try on cannabis and sex, right? The love-stoned experience. And what I will tell an individual is this, especially if they're new to the cannabis world. First of all, start low and go slow, right? You don't need a big amount of cannabis to have the positive effects of cannabis. In fact, studies are showing that if you consume too much, it will actually dampen your sexual experience. It will negatively
affect you. I've been there.
Yeah. We all have, right? Like, oh God, girl. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Right? So starting low and going slow is where I start with everybody, regardless if they're an individual or a couple. And when I say start low, I'm like, let's start with like a 2 milligram edible. You know what I mean? Or
me too. I always tell people you can start with 2 milligrams or even 5 milligrams. And people are always like, you're not going to feel anything. And I was like, you might not feel anything because you're used to 20 milligrams or 100 milligrams. But new consumers can get a lot of bang for their buck and a lot of pleasure just from 2 milligrams alone, for sure.
Absolutely. Whether it's an edible, a drink, or even, you know, how many puffs do I have to take from my vape pen or from my joint in order to do that? Secondly, what I recommend for individuals is to consume on their own before they are with a partner, consume on their own a few times, and then masturbate, right? So that you can learn and better understand what your body is feeling with the sensations that you will feel. That will also help with any type of performance anxiety that you may have with respect to showing up for another person. If you can become more comfortable with what it feels like, then you'll better be able to share that with someone.
Yeah, most definitely. So, I'm always advocating for self-pleasure, self-masturbation. It's just so empowering, especially like for women, because a lot of women can't make themselves orgasm as well. So I find that is so incredibly empowering, and exploring is, you'll be shocked by it's just you. It's still the same you, but you can still learn different ways of pleasure, which is so fascinating and such a beautiful thing about life too.
Yeah. And then we can look at other tools as well. So not only cannabis, but looking at actual pleasure products. So different sex toys and different places on our bodies that we are curious and interested in exploring and stimulating in order to have those more satisfying orgasmic experiences. So then when it comes to couples, it's like kind of all of that stuff. However, what we do with first is talk about a negotiation and safe negotiation and what that looks like. So one
huge
of the first,
topic,
like consent, right?
Like
with yourself, you're already consenting, but with another person, there is an added layer of consent that's really important.
Almost definitely, but also just different types of pleasure, right? And trying to make it all match together. It's a negotiation, or like what my friend Ashley Manta says, it's ordering a pizza. Have you heard that one? That analogy?
It totally is like ordering a pizza, right? And some days you want like a white sauce with like bacon and mushrooms, and some days you want a red sauce with olives and pepperoni, right? Like you just
Exactly.
But the point is that the deli is always open. You just got to decide what you want to order that day, right?
And order together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Order together. Have you ever ordered a pizza with a partner? That and putting together IKEA furniture, like I think though that's how you test the longevity of a relationship. It's can you put IKEA furniture together, and can you order a pizza?
Yeah. It's true. It's so fun.
But as coming back to this idea of with couples is, first of all, it's negotiating what kind of what are the consumption methods that you want to partake in? Because one of your partners may want to consume in one way, but your other partner may not want that effect like upon them, right? Like they may not want that experience and they may want to consume in a different way, right? So sometimes people want to use like a topical cannabis product and some people want to smoke, right? So negotiating how you're each going to consume cannabis or not, first step.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next step is also negotiating what the sex acts prior to your consumption will be, right? Like you can like free
prior to consumption, yeah. Underline.
underline, right? Asterisks, exclamation marks in bold red letters.
It's like going grocery shopping after you smoke a joint. It's like you buy everything, right? And it doesn't make sense. So think of it the same way if you're wanting to try that in the bedroom for the first time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you open up your fridge and I'm like, why did I buy that? Like, what was I thinking, right? But yeah. That's the thing, because cannabis can or does decrease your inhibitions, right? Mm-hmm. And consent needs to be informed. So prior to consumption, prior to any type of intoxication, you need to negotiate that in advance.
Yeah. And I just like to add on top of that, the reason why consent is so important is because, well, like it's a deal breaker, number one. Yeah. But number two is that I think of, since it's cannabis and it is a drug, a lot of people are subject to drug testing, even like, you know, a regular bus driver or, you know, just for any reason, like a job can drug test you for whatever reason sometimes. So I think it's important that people understand if they are using a cannabis lubricant versus a hemp lubricant, a cannabis lubricant has THC in it, which will probably show up on a drug test. Where if he has a CBD lubricant, you're most likely not going to show up on a drug test. But at least if we have that conversation, a person can make the best educated choice for themselves. So consent is so incredibly important for multiple reasons, especially because it's a drug that is illegal when it comes to a lot of things, and it's a lot of fun. It could even be legal in your state. But if they are subject to drug testing, just something to know when you're looking for THC versus CBD products as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I wanted to get in, like, it's so cool that you wrote a book.
I did.
Yeah. And I'm so curious, like, what is the book about? Who is it for? It looks so cute on your table because it says love on it. Like, who doesn't want it?
Yeah.
Right? And who doesn't love you? I want the book. So let me know what's in this goodies.
So it's my book, Love, The Women's Guide to Not Fucking Settling. Bestseller, 4 times bestseller on Amazon, which is pretty cool. It's a really lovely quick read. Like I wrote it because I was like, I want to write my first book, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently writing my second, which is really great. And that's going to be a whole experience now that I've had this experience. But I love this book. It's your first book. It's your first baby. And this book is all about how I navigated through toxic relationships in my life and different exercises and things that you can do in order to reflect on, you know, healing from those spaces. Mm-hmm. This book is about recognizing I've been in toxic relationships, or I am in one, or I've gotten recently out of one. And now how can I heal from it and become better and grow and turn my pain into power? That's what this book is all about.
I love that. I'm curious, is it written in like your voice, like from like a sexy cannabis stoner experience? rather than like a guide, but like maybe both. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's not very sciencey. It's like a fun, easy read. It's very much like, hey, like this is my life.
I think all the listeners are like, yeah, we want to hear the stories.
Yeah.
We want it.
Yeah. Right. So there are stories in here about some of like my lovers and like, it, actually the big story is about, you know, I think everyone has that like one big soul crushing relationship in their life that they thought was going to be something. And then it ends up not being something. Yeah. Yeah. Right. We all know that. Right. I was like, everybody's like, yeah, I know that human. Right. And that's really what inspired this book, is because I chose to leave that relationship, mm-hmm. because that relationship continued to gaslight me and, you know, was making me think that I was like fucking something crazy or like, you know what I mean? And then I snapped myself out of it and like ended that relationship and was like, no, like I will not settle for this level of love. I will not settle for this level of relationship. I am worth more than that. I'm a fucking goddess, right? Like as my sweatshirt says.
Everyday goddess.
Right, yeah. One who will not be tamed, right? I will not settle for mediocre love. And that's what this book is about. I also have an emotional makeover therapy program that goes along with this. So if you read the book and love the book, and then you're like, okay, how do I apply this to my life? You can always sign up for my therapy program. And then I'll like actually one-on-one support you with coming out of essentially, you know, some of that darkness and really looking at what our own limitations, all the ways that we gaslight ourselves and manipulate ourselves, mm-hmm. And really get clear about the love and the personal power that you want to have in this life. And cannabis will be part of it.
Of course it is. Right? Of course. I'm so glad that you wrote that book. I think it's a must. I feel like it's my little sister book. I have to give it to all my girls that are growing up that are just starting to date, because the dating scene just seems so terrible these days. And like, I know I was just in it like a year and a half ago, and it's just absolutely horrible. But anyways, I think, you know, self-respect and self-love is such a long journey, I feel, for women, unfortunately, just because we're told at such a young age to be this or that and nothing but ourselves. So I think it's so beautiful that you wrote that book, because it's going to help a lot of people. I see so many trends, especially on TikTok, of people just absolutely hating the choices they've made. And it's usually from, you know, what do I like to call it? It's like a what's it called?
It's okay.
it's the repeating of the cycle of the family. It's like a lot of the time we repeat
generational trauma.
Generational trauma. Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Exactly. I got you.
That's what I was going with. But repeating the cycle when it comes to generational trauma and within relationships, I see it so much. It's so prevalent. I've seen it with myself. So I'm so glad that you wrote this book. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I love everything that you're doing. We're almost wrapping up. Anything else that you would like to share with our audience? Any last tips, tricks, or fun things coming up for you?
Yeah, you know, I think lots of fun things coming up for me. It's going to be a fantastic year. But I think, you know, if you're listening to this and you're curious about how can I be better for myself, that's the work that I support you to do, right? Is how can you be better for yourself so that you can also better show up for others? You know, you don't have to be healed in order to be great, right? We always look at this idea of healing as like a static point, but healing or addressing or not fucking settling is about recognizing the journey of growth. And tools such as cannabis, tools as my book, tools such as therapy, right, allow you to create or allow you to nurture the relationship of you versus you. And that's the work that I do. That's the work that I think we need more of, is challenging that. So if you feel inspired to consume cannabis, if you feel inspired to start looking at cannabis and your mental health, start looking at cannabis in your love life and how you can accentuate and activate yourself to another level, then come hang out with me. Come hang out with me.
Yes, come hang out with us. You know, me and Carlin have been brainstorming, you know, putting together another Pleasure Island retreat for our pleasure lovers out there. If you guys are interested in a Pleasure Island retreat with us, please sign up on our website at pleasurepeaks.com. Get on the wait list because we are working on cahoots on something coming up.
Yes, it's going to be everything sexy, everything cannabis, everything mental health, everything sex, everything awesome. And I'm so excited that we're talking about that. I'm so excited that we're talking about this potential experience.
So much, so much pussy potential out there. I'm excited for it all. Like, there's so much we can do.
Pussy potential. That's so great.
Yeah. So this is such a great podcast. I love you, Carlin. Where can our audience find you these days?
Absolutely. You can find me on my website, carlincosta.com. That's carlincosta.com. At carlin.costa on Instagram, TikTok. It's the same handle across all of the places for ease of access for all of you. And check out my programs, check out therapy, working with me, or just come and join the community where I will be sharing my space with awesome women and awesome humans such as Antoinette here at Pleasure Peaks and what that looks like. So thank you so much for having me on here today. It's gonna be great.
Of course, definitely check out her TikTok and her Instagram. She has a thriving community of pleasure lovers as well, so I'm so excited to join forces. And again, thank you so much, Carlin Costa. Until next time, see you guys next time on the Pleasure Talks podcast. Take care, lovers. Ciao.